This reading is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 15. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep babbling on like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day is enough trouble of its own. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, I wonder what sorts of things make you worry, make us worry. I guess it could be something like health, how we're going on, or something to do with a job, concern for the future, lack of security. Maybe it's children. What will they get themselves into? Who will they come to know? Who will influence them? Maybe it's a fear for others. And maybe particularly at the moment with all the COVID-related worries, a fear for others at this situation, either through illness or through mental health and being lonely and on their own. I guess it can be things that you can't do anything about. And even though you might try and trust for the future, you can't see how you can get through this stage. Or it could be about things that you can do something about. And actually, the worry is about making the right decision. What will you in fact do? Now, it's right to be wise, and it's right to obviously think through decisions. But in our passage today, Jesus speaks against that worry which takes up our time, which spoils our day, and which distracts from other things. And Jesus gives us this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, in this particular line of the prayer, and it shows us that praying give us today our daily bread means knowing you have a Father in heaven and showing you have a Father in heaven. So we're going to think about those two things together this morning. Jesus repeatedly tells us to not to worry in these verses, but not like that annoying person who says, cheer up, don't worry. Makes you want to add them to the list of things that are making you angry or sad at the moment. No, Jesus asks, what good is worry? Verse 27 of our passage. Worrying doesn't achieve anything and sometimes makes things worse. This isn't, again, about not planning or not making a list or whatever sensible action might be. But it is about that worry that sort of continues like a feeling in your tummy or the back of your neck and disturbs you all the time. All the time you should be thinking about something else. Think about that person who obsessively worries about their illness all day. Actually, they can be slower to recover. Or the one paralysed by indecision because of worry, well, they can end up not doing the thing that was needed in the first place. This is worry causing harm, and actually worry giving you more things to worry about. Well, Jesus says worry, in that sense, for a Christian, comes from a lack of faith. Do you catch that? At the end of verse 30, he says, oh, ye of little faith, you of little faith. The root cause of worry is to do with your faith. And it's about not knowing your God as your heavenly Father. So then you're not able to trust him sufficiently. You need to really know God as your heavenly Father. Remembering God as your heavenly Father can give perspective. Verse 25, Jesus talks, he says, many of the things that we worry about, they're probably not as important as we think they are at the time. This can be true anyway. We know it can often be helpful if we take a step back from a situation. But also bringing this to our heavenly Father, well, that brings the perspective of heaven and eternity. And then what does Jesus tell us to do in this passage, verse 26 and verse 28? He tells us to look, see, look at the birds and the flowers. The world around us is full of evidence of our Father's care. Your heavenly Father provides. So Jesus commands us, look and learn. Look and learn from the world around us. Have you seen this? Have you experienced it? That experience of kind of looking at the world and being filled with wonder or reassured of the care or generosity that is in creation, the abundance of our God. Speaking to someone this week, they try and go out for a walk each day and they're really enjoying what they're seeing of God's creation. Or think of something like a rainbow or another moment of splendour. You just think, that can't be made by men. God is awesome. Jesus says, look and learn. See God's character in creation. And then twice in this passage and throughout these teachings, do you spot how Jesus refers to God? He refers to him and says, your heavenly Father, your relationship for you, heavenly, creator God, awesome, power, Father, caring, your heavenly Father. He's a powerful and generous provider. He's the creator seen in creation. And he's your heavenly Father who says to you, you're so much more important than these birds and these flowers because you are my child. And as we think about that, so let it sink in for a bit, we actually start to see that this prayer is not for everyone. It's not for those who reject God. There's no promise here for them. This is for those who have turned and trusted in Jesus. Jesus, as the Son of God, died for sins so that those who trust in his death in their place can become his younger brothers and sisters within the family of God. This Lord's Prayer is truly for those who know and trust in God as their loving Father. So let's come back to that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, chapter 6, starting in verse 11. Jesus says, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Knowing God as our heavenly Father in that first line means now we can then pray with confidence. Give us today our daily bread. And our daily bread is basic necessities, isn't it? So we express our dependence and thankfulness for everything we have. I guess we've got supermarkets and just way too much food in the West now, and we may feel detached from this idea of our basic necessities, but we'll certainly have daily cares and concerns, and God is the ultimate provider. So as you pray this, we're reminded that we have a Father who can care and does care, and we lay our concerns on him every day. Do you remember Israel learning about this in the desert when they had the manna? Apart from the Sabbath thing, which was something slightly different, they had to go out every day. If they tried to store manna, the food they were eating from God, if they tried to store it to the next day, they had maggots and got rotten and it was awful. So every day they were being taught, you need to come every day and trust your God to supply for you. You can't store it up yourself. I need you to rely completely on me. They were learning trust. And this prayer is again us stepping into that and learning trust in our God. So think about the last time you got anxious, or maybe you're anxious even now as you listen to this. How might your perspective be changed? How might you be helped by thinking of God as your heavenly Father? And then praying, give us today our daily bread. Think about our current situation and COVID and the speculation about tears and what can happen at Christmas and what will happen with vaccinations and things. There's a lot of worrying, and I hear people doing a lot of worrying, but it can actually, as we've thought already, make it worse. Remembering you have a Heavenly Father who cares for you. Now, this is from a children's book, but I thought as a brief break in the sermon, it might be fun to see some pictures from this book. And it's wonderful. It's on this passage. Bob the bird travels about. He meets his friends, other types of birds, and they're all seeing these humans worrying for different sorts of reasons. So in the book, we see Bob visiting a number of his friends, other birds who associated with various humans. This picture, we see a farmer. He's worrying. What if it doesn't rain? What if the plants don't grow? What if I don't have enough food for my family? And Bob thinks to himself, oh, poor fellow. Doesn't he have a Father in heaven who cares for him? Or this guy who is a butcher and he's sort of cheating on the trade and he's worried about not cutting corners, but going broke or losing his shop, or losing his reputation. And again, the birds are kind of saying, oh, doesn't he have a Father in heaven that cares for him? All of this worry. Then we see this huge crowd. They're gathered. They see a crowd of worried people. And he feels that the bird, Bob the bird, feels sad for them because they don't seem to have a Father in heaven who cares for them. But in the middle of the crowd, like in our passage today, there is a man who looks happy and says, don't worry about your life. Don't worry about having something to eat or wear. Life is more than food or clothes. And then he points up at the birds, takes Bob somewhat by surprise, and says, look at the birds in the sky. They don't plant or harvest. They don't even store grain in barns. Yet your Father in heaven feeds them. And at the end, the birds rejoice because the people do have a Father in heaven who cares for them. So that was Bob the bird. Use that or don't you as you like. But I'm really helped by that. Don't they know? Don't you know? You have a loving Heavenly Father. Well, knowing God as our Heavenly Father is important, and that must lead to showing God as our Heavenly Father. Look with me at chapter 6, verse 31 to 34, the last part of our passage. According to Jesus, what is our priority that he says? Verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, remember the previous line in the Lord's Prayer. We thought about it last week. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Jesus is saying in this passage that worry distracts us from that priority. Worry because fear of lack. What should we eat? What should we drink? Worry because of wanting, desperate to gain. The pagans run after these things. More, 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 more. This is our view, narrowing down to ourselves and our concerns. Jesus tells us that both these worries are foolish and prevent us from making the kingdom of God a priority in our lives. In order to not be distracted by these worries, we need to be reminded that verse 32, as Jesus says, God knows what we need. Our Heavenly Father is able and willing to provide the things that we need. We can trust him to look after us and know what is best for us. And knowing God as our Heavenly Father leads to showing God as our Heavenly Father. As we make the kingdom of God our priority, we submit to the rule of God. We read his word, hear his word, and we're ready to obey and ready to be changed. And we seek the growth of the kingdom of God. So we're ready to speak about Jesus, ready to sow seeds. Do you remember, like in the parable of soils? As we pray, give us today our daily bread, and think of others, we might become the answer to prayers. Someone talks about adding something to their shop for food bank donations, or maybe giving something at Christmas to a Christian charity or through the church, or maybe being in touch with a neighbour or a friend with a love and offer of help. Or we actually aim to do this as a church to all the houses, homes in our parish this Christmas through our Christmas cards. And it'd be lovely if you wanted to give towards that, but you should certainly know that we're doing that. Praying, give us today our daily bread, helps us to have the right priorities, bringing our needs to our Heavenly Father and trusting his care frees us from worry to seek first his kingdom. Think of those first disciples who left everything to follow Jesus. Free of their worries, trusting in God, putting first the kingdom. So this prayer, give us today our daily bread, it's clearly not indulging our every whim. Please can I have a Lamborghini, I really need that today. But it's so that free from worry, we can focus our time, our energy, our money on the kingdom of God. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Praying, give us today our daily bread, means knowing God as our Heavenly Father and showing God as our Heavenly Father. Next time you stay awake at night worrying about something, I pray you can dwell on the truth, your Heavenly Father, and receive peace which passes understanding. And then as you grow in that relationship, more and more you will seek first God's kingdom, his ways and priorities, because you will trust and love him more and more. Knowing God as our Heavenly Father means showing God to be our Heavenly Father. Let me pray for us as we finish. Our Father in heaven, give us today our daily bread. Help us to trust you so we may be free of worries which distract. And may we put your kingdom first. Your kingdom come, your will be done in our own lives and in our priorities for others. Amen.